We welcome you to the preaching service of the Scotts Fork Christian Church. I'm Otis Clark, the minister, and we are very pleased to have you sharing with us. It is hard to believe that this is the last Lord's Day in the month of June, but in just a couple of days, 2023 will be half gone. Hard to believe. And you know, one of the things that I seemingly hear with much frequency is people I talk with, and I'm sure people you talk with, and probably you have heard the very same thing, that oftentimes they will say, it's unbelievable, Otis, how quickly time is flying by. Now, it's easy to make that statement, but we need to realize the profoundness of what is being said. And that is true. It just doesn't seem possible that we could be nearly through one half of the year of 2023. This morning, I want to talk on the subject, and it's in the form of a question, and that is, what do you want out of life? And I would submit to you that as we think about this, that what we submit and what we bring to our minds tells a whole lot about where we are, what our priorities are, what we think is important, and so on. And so I want to read one verse from the letter that Paul wrote to the Christians in the city of Philippi. And this is what it says in Philippians 4:19. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Let me read that again. A great, great verse. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. It is so important for us, I think, to stop at different intervals in our lives and just take a look at where we have been and what maybe we have been able to accomplish with the Lord's help, and just to ask ourselves, where have I been with my life? How and what have I done with these years the Lord has given to me? And also to ask ourselves as we reflect, and of course we know that at different stages of our lives, hopefully we are more mature in things that we might have thought about that we wanted for our lives when we were in our 20s and 30s would be vastly different and what we would want out of our life when we are, say, 75 and 80 years of age. But in my journey in life, I have found it very, very good, to the best of my ability, to heed what it says in the Holy Word, and that is to number your days. We all know, we've heard it many and many a time, 70 and 10, and of course that is 70 years. And if by chance we have more, then God's grace and God's goodness is certainly being with us. So what do you, I don't know, those of you who are listening, what age you are in life, but what do you want out of life? I'm going to ask the members of the congregation to take out their bulletins and get out a pen or pencil, and I'm going to give you a few minutes. And what I want you to do is jot down what you want out of life. And we're going to reflect on that, and we're going to talk about that. And I would submit to you that this is a worthwhile thing to do, because if you have it written down, you can look at it, you can think about it, and just kind of think and reflect on what you have written down. And so back in the early part of the month of June, I shared with my brothers and sisters at the Scotts Fork Christian Church that beginning June the 11th, which is earlier in this month, and going through July 30th, I would like to see us pray for a minimum of 8 decisions being made for the Lord and His church. Now, I don't want to be vain, but I believe that as I was thinking about asking myself questions, what do we need to be doing as a body of believers here at the Scotts Fork Christian Church? What is it we need to be thinking about? Is that I have no question, but that the Holy Spirit guided me in my thinking. And I just believe He led me. And I don't think it's by chance that we are doing what we are doing at the Scotts Fork Christian Church. And so we know that as we think about what we talked about last week about the father of the two sons, the one son who went away, and we refer to him as the prodigal son, and then the other son, and what we see wrote in on, since it was Father's Day, is the perspective, and what a healthy and Christian perspective the father had of the two boys. And so this morning, right here in the middle of the year of 2023, let's take a look. Look at yourself. Be candid with yourself. Be honest with yourself and say, what is it that I want out of life? Now, I'm going to reflect on what I want out of life, and I believe that some of the things that I want out of life is that that will also be true of your life. First thing I want to mention is that I want to be loved. The word love today is used so flippantly, and maybe in being used so flippantly that we have lost an understanding of what a profound and beautiful word the word love is. We know when we think about the love of our Lord Jesus Christ is that He had agape love, unconditional, that Christ always has, is, and will love us unconditionally and love us with a love that no one can match. Brothers and sisters, there has never been and will never be anyone who loves you more. Hear me, my friend. Those of you who are listening and listening on the podcast, hear me closely. That statement I made is so deep, so profound. The love of Jesus Christ for you. We know that we read that phenomenal verse in John 3:16, that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There are so many songs we know, many beautiful, beautiful hymns, and they are a sermon in themselves. I think of the one that says, "Oh, how He loves you and me. Love sent my Savior to die in my stead. Oh, how He loves you and me." Friends, in life, we go through life, and sometimes I think some of the things that should be so conspicuous oftentimes is not conspicuous to people. And we're moving at such a fast pace. We are bombarded every moment of every day with so many things to consider. And brothers and sisters and all who are listening, let me encourage you to do some clear thinking as we think for these few minutes on what you want out of life. I have seen people go through life and come to the end and have a lot of regrets. I remember one time I was basically the chaplain unpaid on call here at the Ephraim McDowell Regional Medical Center in Danville, and I received a call from the hospital, and they said, "There's a man here who wants to talk to a minister. Could you come and talk with him?" And initially, I think that maybe he had conveyed, or I'm not totally sure now, that he wanted to talk about giving his life to Christ even though it was in the 13th hour. And so I went and shared with him. And so I went to the hospital and went to the room and introduced myself. And so he said, you know, Mr. Clark, I appreciate you coming. I appreciate you coming so much. But he said, you know, I've thought even more since I had the hospital to call a minister, is I have done so much wrong in my life. You name the sin, and I have committed. And so he said, I just don't think there is anything that I can do at this hour that will make a difference. And I shared with him that when a person truly, truly repents, even though it's at the 13th hour, is that if there's genuine repentance and a desire to follow the steps of salvation, that he or she can be saved. And I could not persuade him to realize that great truth. And so I say that, and I say this lovingly. Evidently, as he made his journey through life, he maybe did not take life serious enough. And maybe, as so to speak, at no point in life did he ask or think about what I want to do. What is it? What is it that I want out of life? Are the things that we want are just for our own gratification? Do we give consideration to the needs and the hurts of the world? Do we give attention to the importance of a soul, a person, a man, woman, boy or girl, we need to be sharing with in order that they might become, and hopefully that they might become a Christian? Friends, I'm somewhat convinced that even Christians today, and I'm saying this on the basis of by their fruit you shall know them, that that very little thought is given by the average Christian to the importance of sharing with someone that Jesus loves them like none other, and that he can give them purpose, he can give them meaning, he can make all the difference in the world. And when I think about the love of Christ, I think of that one of my favorite hymns, and that hymn is, Why Should He Love Me So? Why should he love me so? Daily to Calvary, we go to Christ, and why should he love me so? And I will venture to say that if I get to talk with each of you or some of you, that what you have written down about what you want out of life is that you want to be loved. Now, friends, I try to be genuine in my relationship with people. I try to be genuine in relationship with my family. I try to be genuine in my relationship with my brothers and sisters, in my relationship to Jesus Christ. And this is so important that we have an understanding. And when we try to embrace and understand the love he has for us, then that will cause a big difference as to what we do and what we want out of life. Unconditionally, unchanging, his love cost his life for us, for you, and for me. What more could a friend do? And then I will venture to say that some of you will have written down what you want out of life. Number two that I have written down is that I want to have friends. No man is an island to himself. And so, you know, in life, we have many acquaintances and few friends. And what we realize, even though they are considered true friends, is that different times, there is a strong possibility that they may fail us. Listen to me, brothers and sisters, is that Jesus Christ will always be with you if you put your faith and trust in him. Now, this may sound like a simplistic statement, but it is so true. The best friend that you will ever have in life is Jesus Christ. The Hebrew writer said, he's the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he is the same tomorrow. In a Hebrew letter book, we also read where it says, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. A friend. Many people in this world are dealing with loneliness. As a matter of fact, I understand that one of the biggest fears people have is the fear of being left alone. And maybe as you are listening on this podcast, you have had a time or times in your life when you have felt so lonely. Maybe you would go so far as to say, I feel that no one cares for me, that no one cares for me. And every night when I go to bed, and that doesn't make it right, but that's what I do, when I put my head on the pillow, I quote Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, where it says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Now, friends, those are some powerful words. When I put my head on the pillow, probably I'm not much different than a lot of people. They start thinking maybe about the many concerns they have. Some people might say, I get to thinking about the many things that worry me, that concern me, and that it causes me a lot of anxiety, and it causes me a lot of unhappiness. But friends, I have found, and I would like to encourage you, that when I go to bed and I put my head on the pillow and I start thinking like that, and I said, Otis, that you do your part, you try to live a godly life, you pray, and then you do what the proverbial writer said, trust in the Lord with what? All of your heart. And then how? Not with your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will guide you and take care of you. Friends, it's a beautiful, beautiful song. I love the song, God will take care of you. God will take care of you. No matter what may come your way, he will be by your side each step of the way. And then there's that great hymn that all of us know that talks about the friendship of Jesus Christ. And you know what I'm talking about, that great hymn that talks about what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Let me ask you, let me ask myself, let's ask all of us, how often do we pull ourselves up aside from all of the voices of the world, all of the cares of the world, and talk to the greatest friend in all the world, Jesus Christ? So you see, friends, I've seen in going through life that I've shared in my 58 years, not many things I haven't seen, and many, many people sharing in all kinds of heartaches and all kinds of problems, and I would talk to them, and it would not be uncommon for many of them to say to me, Brother Otis, had it not been for my faith in Christ, had it not been for my understanding that Jesus is my best friend, had it not been for my understanding that Christ loves me with an unbelievable love, I would have never made it through. Yes, my friends, Jesus Christ is our best friend. God will take care of you, as the song says. If through every day, through every trial, God will take care of you. There's a song that my twin and I used to sing when we were traveling, and it's a song that says, he knows just what you need. Maybe I'm talking to some today who are listening to the podcast. Maybe you have a lot of things on your mind. Maybe you've had a lot of disappointments in life. Maybe you've had a lot of heartaches in life, and maybe you've never given God a chance. Maybe you've never given him a chance to meet your needs, and you've never given him a chance to bless you as he desires to do. I know I think so often about reading in the Gospels, and Jesus overlooked the city of Jerusalem, and he said, how often I would have gathered you under my wings, and you would not. My friends, I don't know who is listening on this podcast, but I am telling you, it works. I would not be continuing to preach today if I did not realize the importance of pointing people to the one who loves them and who is their best friend. He's our creator. He's our sustainer. He's our rock. He's our strength. He is that and so much more. Friends, in life, I've studied life. I'm not saying I know it all. Mercy, mercy, no. But if I don't know a few things by now, then I just need to quit. And I share with you that as you study life from beginning to end, that you will never realize the full potential of your life until you become a Christian and let him guide you and bless you. What do you want out of life? I'll venture some of you have written down, I want to be loved. And I will venture to say, what do you want out of life? When I ask that question, some probably will have written down, I want friends. And then also, I would venture to say, some would say, I just want to have peace. Now, friends, we need to understand that peace cannot be purchased. It cannot be bought. It is a byproduct. And friends, I don't want to be cocky. I don't want to be vain. But there is a peace that Christ gives us when we walk with him in faith, when we trust him, lean not to our own understanding, that you cannot find anywhere else. You see, we are created, we are made up of many components. We have emotional needs. We have physical needs. We have psychological needs. And on we could go, and certainly we have spiritual needs. And there is a vacuum in you as you're listening to this podcast. There is a vacuum in me that only Christ can fill. And so as you think about your life, and maybe you're listening again to this podcast and you're needing a lot of help. Maybe you're needing a lot of encouragement. Maybe you're needing a lot of guidance for your life. Friend, I submit to you that there is a peace that Jesus gives that is so real and so genuine. I've been with people in the darkest hours. I've been with people in all kinds of situations. And I have noticed, even when they are in those dark hours, that there is a calmness, that there is a peace that they experience because of their faith and their trust and their belief in Jesus Christ. We know that in Jeremiah's day, the scriptures tell us in Jeremiah that the people said, peace, peace, and there was no peace. And he told them how that they could share in that peace. And it can happen, but it is not something that, as I said a moment ago, that cannot be purchased. I love that chorus that says, I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. Joy and peace in my soul. Do you have that peace? You can have it, my friend. You can have it. This podcast can make all the difference in your life if you will just slow down and ask yourself, what is it that I want out of life? You know, I know of no one but that they want to be loved. I know of no one but that they want to have friends. I know of no one who wants to have, but they want to have peace. And friends, it can happen. It's a great blessing from the Heavenly Father. And then another question we would ask is, I want to have a hope. A hope, and there was this sign for many years in downtown Danville at the First Baptist Church, and they had a sign that said, hope enables us to cope. I can't tell you over the years how many times I've been with people and the situations were grim, many things were taking place, and they would say, Brother Otis, what we've got to do is just hope. And how true this is. Hope enables us to cope. I read one time a writing from the First Baptist Church in Frankfurt, their minister, Dr. Hurt, and he says we have to live our lives with a thought that the best is yet to come. You see, friends, we're going to leave this world. Again, I go back to some statements I made at the front end of this podcast when I said, you talk to people today and they just said, it just seems time is flying. First thing you know, you're 30, you're 40, you're 50, you're 60, you're 70, 80, and your life is about over. And so we need to understand that these particular things may be some of the things, hopefully, that you want out of life. And probably you've thought about it a lot. And so what I want to say here, friends, what you have written down is important to you, what you want out of life. And I can assure you, if it's the right thing to ask, is that our Lord, listen to me, can give you everything that you have stated that you want out of life. And so why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you want to be his child? Why wouldn't you want to be a Christian? He is the giver of every good and perfect gift. And he will bless you and bless you and bless you. And you'll never find a greater person to put your faith and trust in. I hope and pray that when you wrote down what you wanted out of life, that it reflected amongst the many things you might have written down, is that it reflected that you want to do things for the one who is the giver of every good and every perfect gift, that you want to be a giver and not necessarily a taker. The Lord bless you. Let us pray. Father, I just pray that as we study life, as we realize that our journey is so, so short, that we will do everything that we can to take life as serious as we need to take it so that we can live a productive life. And so when we finish this journey, it can be said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. Enter now into the joys of heaven, and I will make you ruler over many. In his name we pray. Amen.